Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grupo Herdez's fourth quarter and full year 2016 results conference call. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that this call is being recorded and the information discussed today may include forward-looking statements regarding the company's financial and operating performance. All projections are subject to risks and uncertainties, and actual results may differ materially. Please refer to the detailed note in the company's press release regarding forward-looking statements. At this time, I'd like to turn it over to Mr. Gerardo Canavati, Chief Financial Officer. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Kyla. Thank you, and good morning, everyone. Today, we will start with Grecia Dominguez from Investor Relations, who will provide an overview of performance in the quarter. Then, Andrea Mosorrucha, who's back, Head of Corporate Finance and Treasury, will touch on our financial strategy. And lastly, I will provide an update on Nutrisa and share some guidance for 2017. As usual, we will be happy to take any questions you have at the end. Grecia.
Thank you, Gerardo. Fourth quarter sales rose 9.8% on the back of volume gains and pricing actions in Mexico Core, and a healthy 16.4% growth in frozen. Similarly, consolidated full-year sales rose 11.2%, with Mexico Core and frozen growing at 9.8% and 21.2% respectively. These results are mainly attributable to our strategic focus on brand positioning, revenue and channel management, as well as commercial execution, as you have been hearing about for several quarters. Some examples are the consumer-facing initiative, as enhancing the shopper experience at the point of sale, and aggressive in-store activations during prime shopping seasons like Lent and Christmas. We are pleased to share that we were awarded with Walmart Supplier of the Year recognition, as well as the best food supplier at Sam's Club. We have also successfully engaged with a younger generation of consumers with our power brands. For example, throughout the year, we ran a digital competition to create new package designs for Herdez, and a contest for new homestyle salsa, both of which generated thousands of entries, as well as more brand impressions and awareness, which is being translated into increased sales among a more diverse consumer base. Another example is the Buffalo brand, which has been sponsoring music festivals, and it is much more active on social media. Our McCormick tea trucks and Barilla food trucks are on site, connected with consumers experientially. And even through more traditional channels, you can now hear the iconic jingles of McCormick and Del Fuerte that were familiar to older generations coming back, helping improve regional penetration and market share. In terms of performance by channel, modern trade and club stores grew at double-digit rates. On the food service front, we are continuing to gain traction by partnering with our key clients to develop useful solutions, and we are investing more in Salesforce training in terms of both skill set and technology. This applies to Helados Nestlé as well, where double-digit sales growth reflects the integration with the group's commercial team. Optimization of the product portfolio, additional clients, more routes, and enhanced freezer efficiency. As for Nutrisa, since we changed management, it has trended positively, and fourth quarter results improved significantly. When you look at the gross margin this quarter, you can see that our pricing actions have enabled us to mitigate the effect of a stronger dollar on raw material costs, and notably with little impact on consolidated volumes, which resulted in a 2.2 percentage point improvement over Q4 of last year. However, on a full year basis, the comparison do show the FX impact on dollar denominated costs in the first half. As for SG&A, the restructuring at Nutrisa has significantly improved the cost structure in the frozen division, which can be seen in the 8 percentage point reduction in the quarter. At Mexico Corp, the 2.4 percentage point increase in consolidated SG&A as a proportion of net sales was mainly driven from a higher investment in our newly created popcorn business and one-time consultant fee regarding revenue management strategies. Nonetheless, EBIT performance in the quarter, excluding the write-off on long-term assets registered last year, increased 17.3%, while the margin expanded 90 basis points. As for equity in associates, the 48% jump reflects positive results at Megamex top line, but most importantly, margin expansions due to positive results from the restructuring process of Dunhill. Throughout 2015, and good performance across the entire portfolio. In terms of sales, our salsa performance outpassed the market, while product innovation and increased food service penetration at Don Miguel also contributed to the growth. The improved commercial execution at Megamex is no coincidence. We have been focusing together with our operating partners on revitalizing the culture of the organization. I am pleased to share that our Guacamole Herde Salsa was the 2016 Editor's Pick of the Progressive Grocer magazine for its characteristic of innovation, flavor, functionality, and value. In addition, Don Miguel's Bon Chipotle Chicken Burrito was recognized with the Likeliness to Buy Award from the Convenience Store Decision magazine. Lastly, on the majority net income line, we registered a margin of 3.4%. driven mainly by gross margin expansion and increasing income from unconsolidated affiliates. With that, I will now turn the call over to Andrea.
Thank you. In terms of our financial strategy, which is particularly important in the face of the current volatility, the key objective is to provide visibility and, when possible, stability to our most important costs in order to be able to anticipate actions. As you know, our hedges include inputs such as soybean oil and wheat, as well as currencies and rates. As of today, we have hedged 90% of our soybean oil requirements for the year and more than 50% of U.S. dollar needs below budget level, which already consider a devaluation of the Mexican peso of around 13% during the year. Additionally, we have secured derivative financial instruments to increase the fixed rate portion of our debt, which currently accounts for 90% of the total. On the balance sheet side, our strategy is to ensure that our financial ratios, loan covenants, and financial flexibility all remain solid in the face of further potential rate hikes in the coming months. We are currently analyzing options to optimize our debt amortization schedule and continue to be strict regarding rates of return for our CapEx. I will turn the call over to Gerardo at this point for his comments.
Thank you, Andrea. I would summarize our 2016 performance by saying that considering the volatile environment, it was a good year, even though we didn't meet our initial guidance. We were able to deliver on the promise of impeccable execution of our commercial strategy and have continued to focus on the turnaround of Nutrisa. As you recall, we hit a low point in the third quarter, but I am pleased to report that all the actions we have been taking to streamline the business and return to profitability resulted in clear sequential improvements. Along with the organizational restructure, we closed more stores and slowed down in new openings to ensure disciplined CapEx investment. We have slashed SG&A and focused our marketing investments to drive traffic. All of these decisions are driven by profitability, and already we are seeing the results. In the month of December, same-store traffic and sales were up 7%, and in January we saw a sequential 6% uptick in traffic and sales. This is a work in progress, and as such, will take at least 24 months to stabilize. The closing of unprofitable stores is an ongoing process. The most important thing is, where are we going? The strategy is very simple and straightforward: consumer-centric versus product. Our strength is healthy indulgence and something more. For Mexico Core, we took a price increase in January in line with inflation to offset exchange rate pressures. but not considering fuel price increases. We are monitoring this closely and will amend the price strategy accordingly. We also have cost savings initiatives to mitigate this adverse effect. To give you a sense of where we think we are headed in 2017, let me provide some guidance. We expect sales growth between 8 and 10% with solid results coming from Mexico core and frozen. EBITDA margin should come in at around 15.5 and 16.5. Majority net margin will be in the 4 to 5 range. In terms of CapEx, we estimate investments close to 1 billion pesos, mainly carryover investment and specific line capacity expansions. And we will monitor very closely our working capital in order to deliver solid cash flow for the year. That concludes our prepared remarks this morning, so at this point we are ready to take any questions you may have.
If you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad, and please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, that is star 1 for questions at this time. Star 1. We'll pause momentarily. Again, that is star 1 to ask a question, star 1. Again, star 1 for questions. We'll take our first from Felipe Ucros with Scotiabank.
Yes, good morning, guys, and thanks for your space for questions. By the way, for the operator, the star 1 wasn't working for a long time. It was like 5 times before they actually beeped, so maybe you're having an issue there. My first question, if you could please discuss a little more in depth the drivers for the improvement in frozen. So in Nestlé, was it volumes, prices, promotions? And then Nutrisa, clearly you're having a good improvement in traffic, which you mentioned several times in the report. I was wondering how much of that is driven by promotions, by the restructuring efforts, or how much has been contributed by the warmer weather that has been experienced in the North American as to SG&A in Nutrisa, can you discuss a little what the changes were in SG&A that you posted such a good sequential improvement? Thanks a lot.
Good morning, Felipe. Top line growth was a combination of things. Weather was a good tailwind, but definitely all the promotions that were made in December and January were traffic driven. Special prices in order to attract traffic. Our ticket size in those 2 months was flat, and all the growth in sales comes from traffic. In terms of SG&A, across the board, we have slashed expenses. We have, unfortunately, we had to let go some people. We closed some stores. That has been going on for the last year, and it will continue for this year also. So there's a number of measures that are not any special as common sense of any business. I think we still have a lot to work, and we will continue driving these improvements.
Got it. And as a follow-up, there was a double-digit decline in U.S. dollar terms in sales at the exports division, and you briefly mentioned in your report that there was an inventory stocking issue. Can you discuss a little more what happened in the segment?
It's just an inventory transfer because sales were okay.
Yeah, it was driven by one of the clients had inventories above average, and simply the volume that we sent during the fourth quarter declined, but it will return to the normal levels during this year.
Sell out was okay. Sell in is an issue between inventories. That's it.
Got it. Understand. Thanks a lot.
Again, that is star one to ask a question. Star one. We'll pause momentarily. And we have no questions in queue at this time. That concludes today's conference. We thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.